It's time now for The Best of Ourselves with Marcia Hyatt. Good morning.
Good morning, CJ.
That Hey Soul Sister, that was for you. I'll play that for you later.
Well, thank you. That was a different and great greeting. I appreciate it. So today, I will start with an Albert Schweitzer quote. Success is not the key to happiness. Happiness is the key to success. Mm. If you love what you're doing, you will be successful. And that really connects into the book I've been talking about the last couple of weeks, Mindset, the New Psychology of Success. And Carol Dweck, the author of the book, has been researching failure and mindsets. And what a mindset is, it's a frame for the internal monologue that runs in your head and that little voice that you hear in your head. And so it frames how you think about things. For example, if she talks about the fixed, and we've talked about this before, the fixed mindset, which says, I am this intelligent, and that's what there is. It's fixed. I am this smart, this talented, that's fixed. And so then if you encounter, so basically that internal monologue is fixed on judging. You know, so if I hit an obstacle, that means I'm a loser. If you succeed at something I'm trying at, that means you're a better person than I am. So you have a judging frame and a fixed mindset. And so when you have a fixed mindset, which, by the way, I so relate to and have carried, I wish I'd read this book, 50 years ago. Not that I could have, but you're trying to prove yourself all the time because this is all I am and all I can ever be. So it's got to be good enough. So don't you tell me I'm not perfect, because I got to be perfect because this is all I can be. As opposed to a growth mindset, which is that internal monologue that versus judging yourself, you're always sensing and noticing what you can learn and how you can improve and what's constructive action here. Because the mindset of growth is, I'm not fixed. Even if I'm really good at something, which can in some way be a curse because you have a really natural talent at athletics or art or whatever, you can still be quite inhibited if you have a fixed mindset. Because if you say, I'm a real, and there's lots of athletic examples of this, John McEnroe, she uses heavily in the book. It's like he had talent, but he had a fixed mindset. So when he messed up, it was the judges, who was tired. It was not him. Where even with talent, with a growth mindset, where it means, yes, I've got talent, but it's with effort. And my good experiences come not from the win, but from learning and doing my best. So what I want to talk about today, and I've talked about last week, which I still feel really awkward doing, is changing how we interact with other people to emphasize the effort, not the accomplishment. Because that's what cultivates a growth mindset. So instead of saying, oh, you're so brilliant, you say, you really were persistent in trying to understand what was going on and came through the other side to a, you know. So it's a huge difference. Now, today I want to talk about changing our own mindset, because the first piece to get is the brain can keep growing. Whatever age, you can keep growing, making new connections. So it is a false assumption to say, this is all I am. It's a false assumption to say, I am not a writer. If I love writing, then I can keep putting effort into that and grow as a writer, even if I start with a talent. But for me, I had a 10th sophomore year college professor who said to me, you are not a writer. And I have been carrying his little voice in my head for decades post. So we need to understand that mindsets can change. And if you love it, if you love doing it, have you ever found yourself like loving something and then hit an obstacle and walk away? Because, you know, like I mentioned before, guitar lessons, I was loving it. And then I wasn't getting really good and other people were so good. And so I just forget it. I guess I can't do this. Mm-hmm. That's the fixed mindset. So the first thing to get is that you can grow and learn. The brain does that. She developed a whole curriculum called Brainiology for elementary school kids to get that part. So if you get that, then the next piece is to catch your fixed mindset when it comes up. So if you are starting a new venture, learning a new language, trying a new sport, do you catch a little voice in your head that says, are you sure you can do that? Maybe you don't have the talent. What if you fail? You'll be a failure. What will people think? People will laugh at you. Is this familiar? I mean, I know this so well, so well. And how many times have I really enjoyed something and stopped? Because that little voice that false little voice in my head said I obviously could not do it. If I loved doing it, I could. So the first piece, though, is to catch that. The other, that little voice can get activated, too, when you get criticism.
Mm-hmm.
So if you face criticism, you might, well, it's not my fault. It's, you know, you didn't explain it clearly, or it's their, that person over there didn't do their part, or I might get angry at the person giving me constructive criticism, quote unquote, because like, who do they think they are? I'll put them in their place. I'm perfectly fine who I am, and I know what I'm doing. And that's, again, the fixed mindset. It doesn't mean that that's not true. It doesn't mean you don't know what you're doing, but it means that you are looking outside of yourself and not looking at, well, what can I learn from this? That's the difference. So first, catching that fixed mindset little voice in your head. And I have it great. I mean, I can even see the professor's face when I am writing, and
wow.
I have his face because it was such a powerful stab in the heart that yeah, I can't write. And so as soon as I start to write, and like he's, that little voice is like, well, you don't have no talent. Look, that was a stupid sentence you just wrote. You know, so that's the fixed mindset. Catching that, noticing that is the first piece. And the second piece then is noticing you have a choice. Is that, and you do just tons of research saying you can shift. You're kind of vulnerable for like 90 seconds or a minute or two when, you know, when something gets evoked, an emotional response gets evoked. But after that, you have some leverage there. So noticing it, catching it, knowing that that's not all there is that's possible for you if you love it. I mean, you don't have to be good at everything. I'm not saying take this for everything. If it's something I don't have fun doing Sudoku. I mean, it's not my idea. Not my idea of a good time. So I don't have to learn it. I mean, I could choose to learn it, and I know that's a choice, and I will make new brain connections, even though I'm not a natural with it. So seeing it, noticing I have a choice, and then the cool thing is if you get some practice, talk back to the fixed mindset with the growth mindset. So the fixed mindset says, are you sure you can do this? Maybe you don't have the talent. Then you develop another little voice in your head which says, I'm not sure I can do it now, but I think with time and effort I can. Or the fixed mindset, what if you fail? You'll be a failure. And the growth mindset said, most successful people have had failures along the way. So you get the picture. You get that negative, stay small, don't even try voice. And you start practicing counterbalancing it with the growth voice. Not easily done.
No, but liberating when it happens.
Yeah.
Totally liberating.
It really is. It gives you a sense of possibility. Mm-hmm. You know, if I love writing, which I do, especially when that little sophomore professor's not on my shoulder, I was like, well, so feedback that was clumsy or that doesn't work or that point wasn't clear is learning, not evidence that I can't write. What a cool shift of perspective that can be. So, and as you face criticism, you know, the fixed mindset, well, you know, it's not my fault, or I'm good enough, who are you to say, is the growth mindset shift would be, if I don't take responsibility, I can't fix it. I need to listen no matter how painful and learn what's mine, what's not mine, and where to go forward on this. It's a total, it doesn't like stab the heart because mm-hmm. it's not saying I'm not okay.
Right.
It's just information. And the last step is, because all of those take an awareness of when the fixed mindset's working, is to practice visualizing yourself in a growth mindset and then see the choice. So one way to, you know, to go do the visualization is to just go back to something where you feel you failed or didn't get good enough grades or you hit an obstacle and walked away. Take that instance and or got a poor test score, whatever. Take that instance and remember all the feelings associated with it. Just put yourself back there. Notice the fixed mindset that comes with it. Like, you know, see, you didn't have any talent. You shouldn't have even tried. People are laughing at you. And then put a growth mindset on top of that incident in your past and say, what could I have learned from that? What did I learn from that? What can I take forward from that? And notice how you feel. And you can do that with a couple of different things in the past where, for me, I could take my tennis lessons and my guitar lessons and my writing. And oh, I have so many examples of fixed mindset. And just try being in the fixed mindset and play with what the growth mindset might look like. So with that awareness, there's so much more possibility. That to end with a quote from Benjamin Barber, who is an eminent sociologist, he said, "I don't divide the world into the weak and the strong, or the successes and the failures. I divide the world into the learners and the non-learners." Mm. So what can I learn this week?